From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Cincinnati folk singer and his uptown band, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
She's so easy that I never have to say a word. She's so easy that I never have to say a word. When she sees me coming, she bows her head and turns. Don't need explanations, don't need to carry no rose. Don't need no excuses, or to perfect my prose. Don't need to ask questions, the answer's always gonna be no. I live a simple life for everyone to see. I live a simple life, simple for everyone but me. I live a simple life for everyone to see. I live a simple life, simple for everyone but me.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
So I jump into the river, she'll be praying I drown. It's a cold, cold river, she'll be praying I drown. Going back to Ohio, and I plan to be floating on down. So I climb upon the mountain, she'll be wishing I fall. It's an old, old mountain, she'll be wishing I fall. Little does she know I don't plan on coming down at all. I live a simple life for everyone to see. I live a simple life, simple for everyone but me. I live a simple life for everyone to see. I live a simple life, simple for everyone but me. Simple life for everyone to see. I live a simple life, simple for everyone but me. I live a simple life for everyone to see. I live a simple life, simple for everyone but me.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 479th live performance. Red Barn Radio is coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage a group of musicians that play traditional Kentucky music a la Cincinnati. You might guess by the name of the group, Kentucky folk singer and his uptown band, that you're going to hear some folk music tonight. You've had a little taste of them, and we hope you enjoy the show. Please welcome this trio of musicians to the Red Barn stage, Cincinnati folk singer and his uptown band.
The day that her second son gets out of jail, she knows he'll be going right back in the score from the test and the blind confession that he ran the family business again. Oh, and the moon only shines up on the hill and down to the river and on the valley filling down on the tractor and through the back door, and he wonders if he's ever going home. Oh, he wonders if he's ever going home. In the pines and the vines and the fading bread lines, her father ain't got much time to live. Oh, he said, daughter, take this gun and give it to my grandson. I don't care wherever he is. Oh, and the moon don't shine where the sun don't go. You can tell from the folks who's headed there, you know it must be written in their palms and signed into their will. I shot a man in West Price Hill. Oh, I shot a man in West Price Hill. Takers on these movers and these shakers. Oh, magistrate, won't you pound me with your gavel just to throw me to the gravel? Going back to the county jail. I'm going back to the county jail. Oh, and I don't need no trial. Oh, and I don't need no bail. I'm going back to the county jail. I'm going back. I'm going back to the county jail. I'm going back to the county jail.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Cincinnati folk singer and his Uptown Band. Here's Brad.
All right. Well, welcome, guys. Nice to have you here and loving your music. Sure feels good. Since we so really rarely get players on the program from Cincinnati, it's nice to sort of get caught up on the town a little bit. Why don't you all introduce yourselves, maybe by instruments, starting from the left on the Fender Telecaster guitar.
My name is Mike Connolly, play electric guitar. I just joined this band. This is my third show, officially.
You're doing a great job. That's
Thank you.
I know
it's a lot of fun.
That's a tough job playing, you know, electric guitar on top of acoustic instruments and, you know, keeping it tasty and
I come from a strong
meaningful
folk music background though. I mean, I've been playing a lot of different kinds of music in the past 4 or 5 years, so it's really a lot of fun for me to come back to this and
yeah. Well, it seems like you're having a great time and you sound great. Now we're moving from left to center.
Yeah, I'm Michael Hoffman. I'm thinking about changing my name though, something cooler, but Cincinnati folk singer. They call me that in Cincinnati sometimes. Cincinnati folk singer.
Cincinnati folk
Uptown
singer.
Band.
Are you known in Cincinnati as Cincinnati folk singer?
Trying to, but yeah, in some circles.
Did you work with a PR branding type company to try to push the Cincinnati folk singer idea across?
No, I was in a van with nine dudes driving through Montana and just kind of woke up from a nap and the idea kind of came to me.
I hope it sticks. I kind of like it. It's got something there.
There's a lot of bands right now, especially coming out of Cincinnati, where it's like somebody's name and the something.
Yeah, right.
And so I kind of like that idea, but I don't really care to have my name.
And then off to the right on the doghouse bass. Do we still call this a doghouse bass when it's playing folk music, or is that only when it's playing bluegrass music?
Some people call it that.
Okay. Is that an old term, or I'd like to be current.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, okay.
My name's Ilya Burkhardt. I play the stand-up bass. I've been playing with Mike for a couple years now. The two of us actually used to play together in a band called the Possum Bottom Minstrels, which was a bluegrass band. The problem with that band was that there were too many people in it, and so it made it hard to get paid. So you'd come to the end of the night, and you know, you'd go to the bartender, and you'd be like, "Hey, man, how much did we make?" And he'd
hey,
be
man.
Like, $50. And you're like, "Hey, can we get it in fives and singles? Because we got to split it seven ways."
Strong hail and a case of wine. Don't know where it all went in time. Down the gullet of some old coal mine near Lake Superior. I was in love with you. Took a while, but you were through. Just went and found somebody new near Lake Superior. Drops they fell from my eye. My romantic view of the south. But you would hit your head, kiss my mouth. Two gray wings is all it would take. Can't stop thinking of the peace we would make. If you would have stayed true, then I would have too. True to Lake Superior. Colder than a face in the mirror. If there's one thing home. In the middle of a big city, longing for lakes of beer, beer. Longing for you and lakes of beer, beer. Longing for you and lakes of beer, beer.
You were called what? I caught Possum. What was the
Possum Bottom Minstrels?
Possum Bottom Minstrels.
And have you ever been in a Possum Bottom?
I may live in one, and I don't even know
that's,
it.
That's one especially particular sort of a holler, where the land kind of, you know, folds back on itself to make this little kind of pouch thing, and the sun doesn't shine too much in there. It's a real good place for moonshining because of not having to deal with changes in humidity. Because the sun doesn't shine on it, it's always humid. It's always dripping back there. So that was what that band was named after.
So like any shine would be good in that environment.
You almost can't go wrong, yeah.
See, I kept Ely in this band because I always learn stuff. It would have been great to be in the Possum Bottom Minstrels and know that's what a possum bottom was. I thought we were.
Well, there's another thing. This is really interesting, too. Butts. Another thing that a possum bottom is if you make cabinetry, if you're a carpenter, there's one type of a drawer, like in a wardrobe or something, that's called possum bottom, which is instead of having a flat bottom with a piece of wood, it'll have like a piece of canvas that's attached on both ends. And as time goes on, you put weight on that piece of canvas and it stretches, so it'll start to sag, and that's called a possum bottom drawer. And
oh,
so that's,
all right.
That's another thing, but we didn't name the band after that. We just found out about that later.
Well, very nice. So, folks, if you have joined us, we are with the Cincinnati folk singer and his Uptown band, and clearly this evening is going to be an educational one. So how long did the Possum Bottom crew of seven actually exist?
Now, we were probably going around for probably about a year or so, a year and a half maybe, yeah, probably a little over a year. When that was going on, though, I've always been doing songwriting at the same time as kind of being in another band, so I would kind of write songs as they come to me, and sometimes they would work in whatever band I'm playing in. So sometimes I'd write a bluegrass song and it would work out for the Possum Bottom Minstrels bluegrass band, and other times I'd write a song and it wouldn't work out for that bluegrass band. It wasn't bluegrassy enough, it wasn't about moonshine, something like that.
Sure.
And so those just get like thrown in a stack of notebooks somewhere and nothing ever happens to them, or I'll do an open mic somewhere or something. And we kind of came up with this idea, to me and Ely, to kind of break off from that band and focus on songwriting. We all have had songwriting careers also outside of other different bands too. So like Mike Connolly, he's been writing songs. That's how we met.
Yeah. We kind of started off together back in high school, even kind of in the same folk circle. And
back in high school, yeah. You're doing folk music.
It's a little strange, but perhaps.
We didn't have a lot of friends back then. I just kind of had each other and our guitars.
You spend a lot of time in your bedroom, you know, and eventually you hope that it pays off.
Right.
Why don't you, starting with you, I'm sorry, Mike and Michael. No, Mike and Michael. Mike in the middle on guitar, who's been doing a lot of the talking, playing the harmonica and acoustic guitar. Michael on my left playing the Telecaster, recently joined the band, and was just talking to you about playing folk music.
A lot of people call me Other Mike. That works.
You say that you've all had sort of songwriting careers. Do you actually make it a regular business to, you know, get songs out there, to try to promote songs that you've done, get them out there to publishers or to performers who might play them?
It's been a part-time job.
Yeah.
It's never been like my main thing, at least not for more than a month. It's like a really starving kind of month. I started off doing like a lot of open mics, and like Mike Connolly and I, we were doing this kind of like hole-in-the-wall bar and kind of this neighborhood that people don't really go to. Like, they don't go out in bars, really, and those were the kind of places. There's a place called the Cup and Saucer. It's not around anymore, but
it was great, though. I mean, it was perfect for us to just go up there and do whatever we wanted and figure it out for ourselves.
And you didn't have to be 21 to get in there. You could be, like, we were, like, 16, 17, and they were letting us come in and play music, like, early enough, you know, in the evening. And we could bring our high school friends and stuff in there. So that's kind of how that started.
During that time, the two of you would just get together and just sort of pick out the things that you'd been working on.
I've been in a bunch of bands, and typically we would play there at our first or second show, just because it's such a great place to just do whatever and
Yeah, I mean, Barry Price owned it. Barry and Marcy Price were a couple, and they owned it. I think they were, like, both software programmers and got kind of fed up with that.
Uh-huh.
And wanted to, like, they were huge supporters of live music. So I started playing their open mic, and that's when they started booking me to play sets. And my bands would play there, and Mike's bands would play there.
Old ways and foggy memories, old glasses, lines of people passing in and out my window. Oh, footholds fall as reach increases. Time has got me ticking, oh, and sleeping seems an ever distant dream. Further on, down the road, when we're walking on the heels of the footprints that we know. Further on, down the road, I've been playing poker with the trees. I've bet all my sunny days, our hands will reach across the ocean. Oh, another who has planted seeds, found stricken by the summer heat, a piece of me left with them as they wilted. Further on, down the road, when we're walking on the heels of the footprints that we know. Further on, down the road. To my rhyme, open source to the wider view, I see that a fog is receding. Behind a bitter haze, I see the cities in a rural blaze. It's all right, I'm warm enough in the country. Further on, down the road, when we're walking on the heels of the footprints that we know. Further on, down the road, further on, down the road, when we're walking on the heels of the footprints that we know. Further on, down the road, further on, down the road.
Here's another song about Cincinnati.
It takes two, it takes two, it takes two, it takes two to tie my tie. It takes two, it takes two, I'm only one and I need you. Cause it takes two to tie my tie.
Well, it doesn't matter what color you are. You can drive a bike or drive a car. You can live near, you can live far, on the east side or OTR. You can eat green eggs and ham, you can be a vegetarian. You can only be half a man, sometimes I think that I just am.
Cause it takes two, it takes two, it takes two, it takes two to tie my tie. It takes two, it takes two, I'm only one and I need you. Cause it takes two to tie my tie.
Drink too much and then drive, you'll probably crash your car and die. So I don't recommend that tonight. Oh, a storm can knock out your power when you sing a folk song in the shower. You can work a day job in Carew Tower without you, it might take an hour.
Cause it takes two, it takes two, it takes two, it takes two to tie my tie. It takes two, it takes two, I'm only one and I need you. I'm only one and I need you. I'm only one and I need you. Cause it takes two to tie my tie.
You know, one of the places that we play a lot in Cincinnati that has a really good folk scene, there's a lot of folk musicians living on the west side. and there's a bar over there called the Crow's Nest, and we play out there. And they run a really good folk music festival every summer out in Friendship, Indiana, called Whispering Beard. And they've had a huge, huge national acts coming in. Like Jason Isbell played a few years ago, Justin Towns Earl. My boy Todd Snyder was there a few years ago. I saw him. So there's also like some of those older like dive bars, I guess, is what we're playing more of those places. Like Over the Rhine's kind of become this, it's like sort of in that transition stage right now. So there's artists kind of moved in, and now we kind of have the realtors coming in. There's more parks opening up. It's kind of getting cleaner, and the beers are costing a little bit more, and
yes,
the musicians are kind of moving out.
Nobody carrying PBR anymore over there.
Right.
They're carrying it, but it's $4.
Oh, really?
I haven't found them for $4, but I need to go where you're hanging out.
Yeah, right.
Couldn't ask my though, it was something that she must have known. And I haven't seen my baby in 44 days. Someone take me out of this cruel dark place. If you can deliver a message to her face, I'd give you all the gold in the world. Because I can't get through to that girl. She used to speak softly, her temper was meek as it was mild. And this motel room reminds me that I haven't seen my baby for a good long while. Oh, you say people don't steal hop trains. It's amazing what a man will do from going insane. Punch in the face, he broke my glasses, so I'm blind to it all. Picked up the phone, but I'd got no more to say when she called. Like a restless choir together. Will she come but mostly go like a stranger in the night now that I'm not with her? And the story goes on and on. My son's in another state, never singing along. Hail the strong ones, may you never have to fight them alone. Hail the strong ones, may they blow and keep you safe at home.
It might be interesting to hear each of you talk a little bit about music in your families. I feel like that's sort of a signature of what we do on this program, as we talk a lot about how music is passed down.
My name is Ilya. I'm the bass player.
Yeah.
And well, I grew up listening, like a lot of people, to my dad's record and CD collection. And he was a big classic rock aficionado. So
oh, really?
I grew up on Zeppelin and CCR and a couple of lesser-known bands like Deep Purple and Procol Harum. And couple groups like that. He was into some more unusual stuff, but definitely got a good classic rock background. And when I was in high school, I played a lot of like soul and Motown kind of stuff.
Oh.
I went to a high school that had a really good music program, and I was really involved in it because I was one of the only bass players there that could read music. And so they were like, we want you to play in the pep band, and we want you to play in the pit orchestra for the musical, and we want you to do the jazz band and a number of other things. So I pretty early got off to, you know, a variety of different stuff.
Did your parents, Elia, give you music lessons, and is that how you learned to read music?
No, I started out playing tuba in the band.
Ah.
I'm a bass player now, but, you know, it's a pretty
reasonable
transition to make. You already are doing pretty much the same role. And I started teaching myself guitar, and my dad is a guitar player and a singer. So I was asking him for some help with, like, voicings and things like that when I was 13, 14, just getting started. Pretty soon after that, I started playing bass, and he didn't know too much about that, being a guitar player, so I kind of found my own way. But
your curiosity about music must have made him very happy.
Oh, sure, and we still play together. We do theater projects every once in a while, and he's got a repertoire of songs that he does, of which I know by now probably a good half, and at, like, family parties and things every once in a while where he's playing out, he'll give me a buzz, and I back him up.
Oh, that sounds really nice.
It's a great deal of fun.
Yeah, that sounds really nice.
Roy wanted his wife out, for she slept with a man. He wanted to find out the name, he knew that he can. None were surprised, it was the manager of the plant. That Coonan who lived way out in Anderson, Indiana. So he took Miss Miller for travel by his side to raise hell and ruckus across the state line. Concealed his pistol and knocked on the door. Was denied entrance, but the boss he ignored. He looked to his left and he looked to his right. He looked to the manager and shot two more times. He found his wife underneath the bed. He took to his pistol and with it struck her head. Oh, we gotta drive fast and over the bridge, toss our gun and our ammunition. If that child is ever born, I'm gonna wake up in a cold, dark cell in hell. There's a place for me. For once and what I've done and continue to do, dragging her out while she sleeps in her shoes. Got me one bullet, tried and true. Kick a door down and drive her to shoot. And 25 years of life when they let me loose. I'll be heading for the metro with the girl still here. And if she had a baby in the straights are clear, kicking dirt to the bridge like a pickup truck. Good man's only as clean as his gun and fire on stone. I pray I never come home. Cause I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Cincinnati folk singer and his Uptown Band. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.
Get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Cincinnati folk singer and his Uptown Band. This is Red Barn Radio.
I pray I never come home. Cause I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, comes high, step through town, knocking on the preacher man's door. The weatherman can't predict that, just coming over. Hung over in Houston, baby, but you know that I'm coming home. But the sun don't look right, shining through no airplane windows. And it's a crying shame, just like everything I know. It's a crying shame, honey, I say so. It's a crying shame, just like everything I see. It's a crying shame, I do believe. You don't gotta lock your doors, you don't gotta sing songs, the truth's in everything I know. I'll be stomping it out, but the corn's already knee high. They blew up the rock and put a highway in. The word is I'm a wrecking ball. So don't let me get too close to your saltpeter, honey. And it's a crying shame, just like everything I know. It's a crying shame, honey, I say so. And it's a crying shame, just like everything I see. It's a crying shame, I do believe.
Michael Hoffman, I play the acoustic guitar in this band.
And he sings. He's got that great voice.
I started playing music. I went to one of those high school, well, I guess I started in middle school, where they make every student either join the choir or play an instrument. And I didn't want to join the choir. I didn't know I could sing back then. I started playing clarinet. And our school starts in fifth grade. Everybody starts playing an instrument. And my mom got me clarinet lessons when I was in fourth grade.
Why did your mom want you to play the clarinet?
Well, I thought the clarinet was kind of cool.
Okay, so
I wanted to be in the band. You could be in strings and play like violin or cello. I have four siblings, so they all did that. So I decided to be in the band.
They did strings?
They all did strings, except for my little brother, who's a drummer. He plays with us sometimes. Didn't realize until a few years ago that my mom probably started me on private lessons a year before everybody else because I was a little bit slow at music. But that's where I learned how to play music. I was playing clarinet, and I was played a little tenor saxophone in the jazz band. I kind of left that in high school to play guitar. There wasn't like anywhere to play guitar in school, so I was just kind of playing in garages and basements and stuff. My first guitar was a Yamaha Pacifica, so it was an electric guitar. Thought I was going to be in like some rock band or something. I was listening to, you know, the same kind of classic rock stuff I guess most 14, 15-year-olds listen to. My dad always had like Grateful Dead and The Doors playing around the house.
Did you like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was a huge Grateful Dead fan.
Yeah.
There would be like months at a time where I'd listen to nothing but the Grateful Dead. Cause,
still is a big Grateful Dead fan.
Yeah, I sometimes catch myself. I'll just listen to the Dead for a month of live shows. I won't get off their archives.
I've been listening to a lot of Dead lately.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there, and they do a lot. And,
I'd say.
But that's where I got into folk music, because I was covering their songs and trying to figure out where some of these songs came from. A lot of what they were doing, like Monkey and the Engineer, I was playing that one a lot. And this Jesse Fuller song, like finding out that they have a lot of folk songs that they were doing. They didn't write a lot of the songs they were doing, especially in the early years. And that kind of got me into folk music, and picked up an acoustic guitar and thought I could play it a lot better. You know, I was never much of a shredder. You know, acoustic guitar is a lot easier to play. I started doing that and got into songwriting just from listening to so much folk music, really.
Well, I probably probably should have shot him point blank. Oh, I probably could have told him it all. But when your woman holds something with her deep inside, how can you just let that go? Oh, this ain't no song about a railroad track, a lonesome highway blues. Oh, 'cause this time, baby, I won't be coming home to you. Well, I probably should have run to Mexico, but winters here, they get too cold. As the days fly by and I'm thinking I'm fine, but all I find is this trouble, you know. Oh, this ain't no plea for a sorrowful tune. I'll serve my sentence with time. Oh, baby, I will serve my sentence with you on my mind. And I thought as we got older, oh, our troubles, they would fade. Ain't it nice to see that some things stay the same? So nice to see that some things never change. Rest assured, I didn't tell nobody a thing. Oh, that public defender said I'm the rudest offender that they have ever seen. They locked me up for a number of years. I ain't gonna sing that number here. Oh, but I love you, baby, and your secrets are safe with me. Well, I probably could have been a doctor, and I'd take away your every pain. But instead I'm on this prison bed. I'm sitting every night and day. Oh, but we still got our health. They give me a whole lot of time to think. Oh, I'm thinking about you, baby, and I'm hoping that we're doing okay. And I thought as we got older, oh, we'd spend less time apart. Ain't it nice to see our distance stay the same? It's so nice to see that some things never change. And I thought as we got older, oh, our troubles, they would fade. Ain't it nice to see that some things stay the same? So nice to see that something never changed. It's so nice to see that something stayed the same.
Mentioned all your siblings who play music. Do they still play music, or are you?
Yeah, some of them do. My brother, he drums for us sometimes. He's in like 10 different jazz ensembles,
oh,
and a couple
okay.
jam bands. He's on tour a lot and plays festivals, and he's at Capital University studying jazz studies. And my sisters play a little bit. My older brother's a cello player, so he wasn't really getting out and doing gigs.
Yeah, a ton of music in your family.
Yeah, there was always musicians playing around the house and music on the speakers, too. And we were all into different kind of stuff, too. Like, me and my dad were listening to The Dead, but, like, my little sister was listening to pop music. So you go in one room and, like, someone's practicing the violin. You go in another room and someone's listening to some disgusting pop music, and I couldn't stand being in there, so I had to go blast some Grateful Dead in another room.
Traveling, traveling, ain't doing no more traveling. Traveling, rambling, I'm gonna stay right here. Traveling. should have been a steel driver, cold in hand, get spun all barrels, and the windows are broken, honky-tonk in every saloon. Writing getting sadder with every tune, I've seen it all and everything on tap. I think it's time to call this traveling a rap. Oh, traveling, oh, traveling, ain't doing no more traveling, traveling, rambling, I'm gonna stay right here. Oh, traveling, oh, traveling, ain't doing no more traveling, traveling. In the back road, getting it up, burning on bridges, good buddy, good luck. Oh, honky tonk by the light of the moon, highway signs are getting there too soon. Find no trouble on 4th Street, starting in a bar, back into something to shut me up. Oh, traveling, oh, traveling, ain't doing no more traveling, traveling, rambling, I'm gonna stay right here. Oh, traveling, oh, traveling, ain't doing no more traveling, traveling, rambling, I got everything I need right here. Oh, traveling. Traveling, traveling, rambling, I'm gonna stay right here. Oh, traveling, oh, traveling, ain't doing no more traveling, traveling, rambling. I got everything I need right here. So I've got everything I need right here. So I got everything I need right here.
Yeah, my name is Mike Connolly. I play electric guitar. I don't come from the most musical family. My dad played a little guitar. There was always one around the house, and he gave me a big appreciation for music from about, I don't know, the 30s and 40s through about the mid-70s. But that was all kind of on a subconscious level. He didn't really push it or anything, but I was about 16 and really just felt a kinship to that music and, you know, went to a lot of shows alone. So it's kind of a weird thing to do, you know, but just started writing songs, and from there, you know, kind of focused on guitar. I've played with a lot of musicians who are maybe 30, 40 years older than me. Like I play in a funk band with one of the keyboard players from Parliament Funkadelic and Bootsy's Rubber Band. I've played a lot of world music with guys who, you know, were around when the Ludlow Garage was around in Cincinnati. Just kind of picked it up wherever I could because, you know, I wasn't there for it, but it's still here and it's still great. And I've just been inspired to take that wherever, and the folk music is kind of coming home because I've explored a lot of different stuff the past 4 or 5 years, and this is back what I started doing, and it's been fun.
Oh, bartender, won't you water it down? Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a pious man, and again I'll be, if you please water it down. Oh, bartender, won't you water it down? Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a pious man, and again I'll be, if you please water it down. I've been coming here Monday through Saturday the last 12 to 15 years. My son was killed in a war overseas. Started drinking when the news in my ears. Oh, you see, I've never been a fighting man, but the whiskey brings it out in me tonight. I wanna go home. Home ain't a holding cell, so what do you say, please? Oh, bartender, won't you water it down? Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a pious man, and again I'll be, if you please water it down. Oh, bartender, won't you water it down? Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a pious man, and again I'll be, if you please water it down. Cleus Jones came in and he was a breathing mean. I couldn't understand a word he said. He was screaming like Chairman Dean. Oh, and old Bill Hicks threw his cup in the air and Cletus shot him down. Jones took one more drink and left running right out of the town. Well, he never saw his wife and kids, and I saw what was in the store. Cause I would have done what Cletus had done before, running would have drank one more. You see, I could keep my liquor down, or at least so I thought. But I must have been wrong, and I realized that when Judge Murdoch said I fired the shot. Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a spice man, and again I'll be, if you please water it down. Oh, bartender, won't you water it down? Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a spice man, and again I'll be, if you please water it down. Testify, said my cousin is a peaceful man. Well, he never done did nothing to no one, surely you don't understand. And the judge said, boy, I appreciate your intent, but your cousin, he done shot a man. There is overwhelming evidence against him, judging by the fingerprints on this can. Oh, bartender, won't you water it down? Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a pious man, and again I'll be, if you please water it down. Oh, bartender, won't you water it down? Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a pious man, and again I'll be, if you'll please water it down.
Do you have a guitar player in particular that you, I don't know, not that you necessarily emulate, but a couple... Yeah, some Telecaster players you really like?
You know, more Strat players of all things, but I always like the Tele more. It's a little harder to play a Tele. You can't shred as much with it. You have to really focus on the notes you're playing and make them count, and I always like that. Because if you get a guitar that's too easy to play, you can kind of play too much. But David Gilmour was a huge influence.
Other players?
I also come from the Grateful Dead thing. I play with a band called the Maui Pranksters. We did a lot of festivals this summer playing Grateful Dead music.
Are you mostly just sort of hovering in the region?
Well, Mike is a biologist, so he has a really involved day job that doesn't let him go too often, so we're pretty regional for now.
I kind of messed that up. I just got this new job. I work on weekends.
Are you an intellectual?
No, I just have the title.
What do you do in science?
I work in like an environmental and food safety testing lab, so we get clients just send us different things and we test it, and it's a lot of pathogen testing, so whenever you're eating food, make sure you know you aren't going to get like salmonella or something like that.
Well, it's far too long I've been away. I would not tell a lie, but I'm coming on the steam train. Pretty darling, don't you cry. Ramble, and I know that I'm the one. When I cross that Ohio River, I know my rambling is done. Won't you take me to the station? Put me on the train. I'm bound for Cincinnati, gonna see my love again. Won't you take me to the station and put me on the train? I'm bound for Cincinnati. My baby, then I know that I'll be your man. The bluebird sings all morning and the railroad sings all night. When I see that locomotive coming, it'll be my heart's delight. Oh, won't you take me to the station and put me on the train? I'm bound for Cincinnati, gonna see my love again. Won't you take me to the station, honey, put me on the train? I'm bound for Cincinnati, gonna see my love again. Take it, Mike. I'd buy myself a Lincoln and I'd roll myself along. But I've never been a rich man, I won't be one today. I'm coming back to Ohio in a good old-fashioned way. Won't you take me to the station and put me on the train? I'm bound for Cincinnati, gonna see my love again. Won't you take me to the station, honey, put me up on the train? heart was thumping as I read the words she wrote. She said, town and take that suitcase up, take it in your hand. Come back to Ohio just as soon as ever you can. Well, take me to the station, put me on the train. I'm bound for Cincinnati, gonna see my love. I'm gonna see my love again. I'm gonna see my love again. I'm gonna see my love again.
All right, I would like to thank our guests, Michael, Ilya, and Mike, Cincinnati folk singer and his Uptown Band, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of the studio audience who come here and keep our musicians and keep us company while we put this great show together that we've done for so many years. Great to have you all here every week. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall here at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker, and I want to bring back Cincinnati folk singer and his Uptown Band to play us one more tune before we head out tonight. Cincinnati folk singer and the Uptown Band.
Red Sox home for win. Got a Bud Light, American beer, but that don't mean that I'm in the clear. I got my English furniture.
English furniture.
Oh, English furniture.
English furniture.
Oh, English furniture.
And everything be all right.
Honey, where you buy your oil? Saudi Arabia.
Canada too.
What about Mexico?
What about you?
Well, Angola, Nigeria, Colombia. I'm gonna sit back in my English furniture. English furniture.
My English furniture.
Oh, English furniture.
English furniture.
Oh, English furniture.
And everything will be all right.
Barn Radio would like to thank Michael, Ilya, and Mike, Cincinnati folk singer and his Uptown Band, for being with us tonight. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.